Hello.
Hello.
Good evening and welcome, Kim. What's going on?
I'm good.
Anyway, so we're going to say a special welcome to SFDC Radio. You understand? Introducing you right now to the world, as I said, global. How are you doing today, first of all?
Just chilling. Listening to you on the radio right now. Just chilling.
And what is like the atmosphere right now in the Caribbean? Because I'm saying in the Caribbean, also in Jamaica. I know today's Mother's Day celebrated out there. You know, what is the kind of atmosphere? How are the shows? What shows have been going on? Because I know most times on Mother's Day they got something special that is kept. Are you a part of anything tonight with relation to Mother's Day specials?
No. I'm not on any local shows right now. I did a show last night, but it was just like, it's a charity thing, you know?
So first of all, let's do a little background check for those that are wondering who Kim is, you know? How long has Kim been singing?
Well, professionally, Kim has been singing since, last year, July, when I signed with Adi Jahim Records. Before that, I did little school concerts here and there, little competitions, Rising Star, Magnum Kings and Queens, but professionally just since last year, July.
And the first song that you ever recorded was?
Teenage Pregnancy.
And speaking about that song, since recording that song, what was the feedback on that song, both locally and internationally, based on what you have toured and seen, also what feedback you got from other people overseas telling you how well that song was doing?
Well, that song, it was on every rotation worldwide, especially in Jamaica, because you know of the whole controversy, Vice Cartel, some people have said the man had this because of the song, you know? But it was just something to it was just something to keep teenagers aware of what's going on, you know?
Abstinence, as they said.
Yeah.
And I do remember a bit of the controversy also with the likes of the photos that was used to endorse it, you know, what they call like the little poster. People were saying, you know, in the context that Cartel was singing in, a lot of people misinterpreted it, saying that he was like promoting teenage pregnancy, when really they didn't get the wider view where Cartel was talking about standing up to those responsibilities when those things do happen. So
yeah,
it's just a coincidence that we have to be speaking about something like this on Mother's Day, because those things do happen, and many a times, not just Jamaica, but worldwide, a lot of kids back out of such responsibility because they're not old enough. So what kind of feedback in terms of from students that you know, did you get when that song came out?
Well, to be honest, the fan base for that song was mostly teenagers, girls going to school, even guys, because, you know, a lot of them go through the same thing. We're not just going to say, all right, it's just females that go through it. Guys go through it a lot too. So I got a lot of feedback from them. Everywhere you go, Kim, I love Teenage Pregnancy, you know?
And since that, we noticed you've done songs such as Amen on the England Town. You also have your collaboration with Lisa Ipe, Bill.
Yeah.
Songs which are still in charts locally and internationally. Those songs are a bit different from Teenage Pregnancy. What was like the main motivation behind those songs? Were those songs written by you or songs that were passed down to you?
Well, all the songs that I did while I was signed with Adi Jahim was written by Vibes Cartel himself. So I don't know what he was thinking, but if you listen my songs that I sing with some of his songs, it's like he was telling a story. So you would have to listen like the entire collection of songs from both my side and his side, and you could get a complete storyline out of it.
So all these songs that Vibes Cartel was writing, including songs that he was singing, these were all a story going along, as you say. If it was collected and you listen to it, people would get.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you listen, him sing one about love them.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of same girl find out that Kim pregnant, then you have teenage pregnancy. You understand?
Okay.
So if you listen to a storyline.
And of all the songs that you have sung, which one would you say that you enjoy that is more like Kim's personality? Because sometimes someone can sing a song being a good artist, but there are other times when a song really connect with you because it's mostly your personality. Or of all the songs that have been handed down to you, which one would you say is merely your personality, your type of style?
I like all of them, but I think I would say Faithful. True, me, I just 19. That one, it's more personal.
Okay. And as I was saying, Kim, you know, performance-wise, you know, we know that you've been recording quite a lot of songs. How much experience have you been getting since recording all these songs in terms of locally and internationally on the stage?
Okay. Locally, since I've left the camp, no local shows. I've only been getting shows in the Caribbean. I've gotten shows in St. Vincent, Antigua, Trinidad, but I haven't gotten any shows in my country, you know? But we're working on that.
And these shows that you have been doing, have you been holding the stage by yourself, or are you working in collaboration with other artists at the same time?
So far, those shows are just me, just by myself.
And these have been like concerts or the likes of clubs?
I haven't done any clubs. It's more like concerts. It's not a lot. I would say like maybe the last one I did have maybe 700 to 800 people. I did one, I got a crowd for like 1,000 people, but I haven't gone in any clubs yet.
And what would you say is the feedback around the Caribbean since you've been doing all these touring?
I feel like Alicia Keys. the love is so much. I can't, honestly, I don't have words to express it.
And how would you sum up like a typical Kim set normally when you're going on tour? You know, do you have a method, a formula to how you perform, how you start off, how you arrange the order of your songs that are performed? Or is it just the vibe on the night and you just deliver a performance?
It's just the vibes, because sometimes I might tell myself, okay, I'm going over there to do 3 or 4 songs and I end up doing 7 songs, you understand? So I try not to set a game plan, because I always stray from it and do way more, because the love is there, so they keep asking for more and I keep giving it to them.
And what would you say were the pros and cons of being within the Portmore Empire for your time that you were there? What were the good things about being in that crew, and you know, what things do you say kind of shunned your career in terms of being in affiliated in the Portmore Empire camp?
All right. Let's touch on the pros. If it wasn't for them, you probably wouldn't even know me. So, I have to say, everything about the experience was great, because I went in with partial knowledge and I came out with way more than I knew when I went in, because Vibes Cartel, to be honest, is a great teacher.
Oh, okay.
He is a great teacher. So I have nothing compared to what I learned. I learned a lot. As far as the cons, apart from the situation that caused me to leave, I had no problems there.
And would you say since leaving it has made you a more rounded, a better artist? Or do you think that your development would have been way better staying in that camp?
I'm not gonna say I would be doing way better. Probably in terms of getting shows, yes. But I've since been out of the camp, I've touched on different styles of reggae music, to say then, because in there I was mainly dancehall. Since coming out, I've touched on cultural songs. So it's like I'm trying new things now that maybe I wouldn't have gotten the chance to try in there because they're just dancehall based.
And what level of producers have you been working with since going solo?
I've worked with Super Blunt, Lion Power Production, Big Up Yourself Pablo, Stone Age Production. I've worked with a couple, but most of my work so far has been done basically by Lion Power.
And I've noticed that you've done collaborations with Black Rhino.
Yeah.
How is that link between you and other members that have left the Empire as well, between you guys?
Lisa Ipe, I talk to every now and then, not on a regular basis. Rhino, I talk to, but all the other members, I haven't spoken to them since I left.
And if you were to see any member somewhere, you wouldn't have any problem?
No, I wouldn't have any problem.
Okay. So anyway, Kim, speaking about what you have been doing, we're talking about, you know, the stuff you've been doing now in terms of all your songs that you've recorded and that are already in the charts. Is there any songs that people should be looking out for, listening out for from Kim, you know? Any place that we could be seeing you very soon in terms of any upcoming shows?
All right, upcoming shows. I have a show scheduled for the next couple of weeks in Antigua. I'm going to do a show over there. I'm scheduled for a show in Trinidad also in June. Where I'd like to be, I'd like to be where you are, right over there in Europe.
Okay, so of saying that, let's for contact information in terms of bookings, if you could share that with all the listeners in terms because we might have a lot of interested people that are looking to book you, what are the contact details in terms of email address, phone numbers and websites?
All right, for anybody who wants to link me through my manager, her name is Sandra Hamilton, number 404-454-0728. Or for booking, just email kymbooking@gmail.com. My website, I'm on Twitter, just at KYM Hamilton on Twitter. Facebook.com, KYM Music. I'm on MySpace.com, Lady Bling 88, because I was originally Lady Bling. I'm on Reverb Nation as KYM Hamilton. I'm all over the place. I'm on Silver Fox Dance Club Radio.
Mad.
I'm Arky Novi. I'm all over the place.
And since you mentioned that name, Lady Bling, why was there a how did that name come about?
No, well, I got myself that name from in school. You know, when I said to myself, I'm going to become a artist or that. I named myself Lady Bling because I figured I was a blinger.
And has anything changed since then?
No, still a blinger, just a calm blinger.
And your personality outside the music, how would you describe yourself?
Very outspoken, outgoing, friendly. Anybody can approach me. I'm not the type of person to shun people.
And social-wise, in terms of, are you a party person or you're one of them persons that stays inside? And
I'm mostly in the house, but like if I have, you know, I have to go out to promote myself, so I'll go out to promote myself. Like sometimes if I'm not at the house, I'll be on the street because my friends, they have like a song and I select sometime. I try to do everything.
And what would you say now in terms of, you know, skills outside music? If you weren't an artist, what do you see yourself like? Do you ever see yourself doing something else away from music, had music not worked?
probably nursing, because that's the direction I was being pushed in. Probably nursing.
All right, Kim. So I'm going to say a special good evening, and I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to your mom. You know, I know you want to send out shout out to them. And just to the people in UK, if you have any message, any shout outs, any fans in the UK that you want to shout out or say a special thanks to, giving you the opportunity right now to do so.
Okay. First and foremost, you don't know, big up yourself, DJ Jones, on Silver Fox Dance Club Radio. You don't know. Lisa British, big up yourself. Me know you're locked in. You're not online, but you're locked in. All of the fans. Ava, me see you. Charlie Ipe, Empress K, Pablo, Sean, Silver Fox, Yannick, UK, you don't know. Big up on yourself, love on you. Jamaica, big up my mother, my brother Ryan, I'm my road manager. Big him up, love him. My manager, my sister, Sanja Hamilton. I feel love her, I feel big her up all the time. And all of my fans, both in Jamaica, Canada, UK, America, Antigua, St. Vincent. Big up all of my St. Vincent people, them. All of them. My God, them show me enough love, so you don't know. I decide there.
All right. Hey, the people in my big fat a cappella, I know you explained earlier, but them want a cappella.
Voice kind of ashy, you know, so uno don't laugh. All right, this is a single. We just a work on it and everything. It no finished mix, but mega go now, please.
Baby, seduce me and do it a lot. I like the things you do. Why not come in my room? I love your attitude. Baby, seduce me and do it a lot. I like the things you do. Why not come in my room? I love your attitude. Baby, as you enter, pop the pop tag. Oreo, push the item in the bag. Move with the trolley while you make the sudden stop. You see the whipped cream when you sneak out. Right back, as a matter of fact, give me the cherry. Which one you want, be a beloved? Just give me the blackberry. White icing, colorful, ain't it? Aita, let's get red, baby, seduce me. All right, say no more. So I'm gonna say a special big up to yourself, Kim, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening. And I've got all these new songs. We are gonna fill the UK. As a matter of fact, we're gonna flood the show with them. Look more here. So just big up yourself and go and enjoy it. I'm gonna say a special thank you. It was nice having you on the show. You understand? So big up yourself and we'll link up very soon.
Thanks so much for having me. Silver Fox, big up yourself. Straight.
Mad.